and surrounded wherever we go, sometimes we see the dry bones. And that's where we started the ministry to call Vuka, wake up to dry bones, come alive again. So we go to the community. So far, we targeted the community of Stockville to make sure that there is no family that will live without the food. I think we have a privilege. Some of us here, we've got 3 meals. Some guys, they've got 1 meal. And we're actually very grateful that we've got a roof as well under us. And I just want to say thank God for that. But we needed to be able to be the people that can able to reach to the others that is our own need. So I'll just show a little bit clip of the video that we took this Thursday just to show about Vuka, what we are doing. And I had the privilege of taking the young guys to come with me. And then we were walking in such a really, there's no electricity there, so it's illegal electricity, the water. When there was flood, things are very dangerous there. But can I tell you, only Jesus could change that place. And then by the help, it will be appreciated. If you can just show a quick video and then I go to my preach. Thank you. Basically, we just give the gospel and the food. And that's what we do. So we'll ask you if, during the tithe, if you want to give toward the ministry, you just write Vuka and then you put it on the basket. And I promise it will go where it's needed. You see all those young guys, they're wearing white socks in that mystery of them. My goodness. When you go there, you must wear the boots. But yeah, they're wearing slippers. They think they're going to the fashion show. It's not a fashion show. Yeah. It's got my intention to realize that we are going through such a difficult time. And I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe it's some of you, everything are cruising. But I will say, Lord, we need a fresh anointing. We needed to be able to come to the season where we said, we are hunger for you. We wanted to be able to do this because you have called us to be able to have a fresh anointing. And I don't know, maybe it's just me on that angle again, but I want to be fire for Jesus. Wherever I go, I wanted him to be known, not Zolani to be known, but I want that fresh anointing. And as I'm going through to this and sharing about the fresh anointing, I want you to leave this place not the same, but you have a fresh anointing. God hasn't called us just to be scared, but God has called us to see his work expand and grow. And the Lord, when he appoints, he knows that there's a reason for appointing us to do the work. And it really strikes me all the time when I'm reading actually the story of David sometimes, how he's been called in the ministry. It really touched me. And he was out there. And then actually, even their own family themselves, they did not really believe on him. The mother and the father, and there were everyone sitting and they were waiting for this big person to come, and the brothers, they were there. But for some reason, Lord actually appointed David and anointed him, even where he was in the valleys around. And when the finger of the Lord appoints you, something happened. And I wanted to say to you, let's not take this for granted. God has got a finger on you. And God, he appoints you because he wants you to do his own work. I like this. I've just wrote this down. And Psalms 92 verse 10. It says, but you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. You have anointed me with the finest oil. Anointed is actually representing the power of the Holy Spirit in believers' life. It's just as the oil, when there's a lamp, it needs something to lighten up. That's what it needs. It needs a fresh anointing. We need a fresh anointing in our daily life. Most of the time, we run out with empty, but we need the fresh anointing every day in our life. I don't know about you, but I like to clean the fridge most of the time. And I like to clean the veggies, you know, the veggie racks around. My wife knows that if the fridge is clean, it's dirty, it needs me. Because I like the fresh thing around. But do you know how sad, when you open the veggie rack, you find all the potatoes is rotten. Inside the stuff, in the fridge, it's rotten. It doesn't look okay. But you remove those things and then you put the fresh things. The fridge looks amazing. It looks beautiful. There's something that really says that, wow, I'm so excited to be able to see that. And as believers as well, I think that's what the Psalms is saying, that we need a fresh anointing every day of our life. And this is the point that I've raised up. Fresh anointing is about empowering God. That's it. It's about empowering God and to make sure that God's purpose is be fulfilled. That's what fresh anointing is about. And I look at it, the scripture in Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim the captives that will be released and the prisoners will be set free. I like that scripture, Isaiah 61, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring the good news. In this time, church, we need the good news. We needed to be able to set the people that are captive, to set them free. Because sometimes we walk around, people are broken, but they need us to set them free. God's anointing is to serve and to preach and to heal and to deliver. That's what it's all about, is to serve. It's not for our own glory. And when we are anointed, I don't like this. When there's an anointed man walks in. And church, we need to rebuke that. It's not about him. Everyone here is anointed for his own good. I like the part it says that to comfort the brokenness. Can I challenge you? People are broken out there. They need us to comfort them as the church. I was in one of the youth thing happening on Friday. And we needed to pray for our young people. And this guy was sharing that there is a lot of young people actually doing suicidal. They're killing themselves now in this society. Yeah, it's where we are living. But I say, chatting to this guy, I said we needed to come to our knees and pray. And that we want them to be set them free. Because they are in search of a bondage. We don't know what they're going through, But we needed to proclaim the good news to them, to tell them that Jesus still loves them. And I asked myself this question. Maybe you will ask yourself as well, what do I need a fresh anointing? What do I need a fresh anointing? I'm telling you, every day of our life, we're going through to something that is tracking us. The situations that we have been, we tend to forget, and sometimes it comes and trick us because we don't know what is happening for the following day. But the reason we need the fresh anointing so for us to be able to sustain us and to carry on as the day. And there was a time that I felt like the enemy is triggering me. Our daughter Zoe was not well, was been in hospital for a very long time, and then she was healed. But actually, I said that I tend to forget that, and I want to give praise to God all the days of my life. Because I remember praying when she was in the hospital, things were very tough, and then I said, Lord, what if you heal my daughter, I'll do anything for you. But after, as the year goes on, we tend to forget that. Can I say something to you, church? The Lord will be always there all the time. But we must never forget what he has done in our lives. We shouldn't. Yesterday, anointing is not enough. I like Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to verse 23 says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. And his mercy never ceases. Great his faithfulness. His mercy brings a fresh every morning. Every morning. God announces us to make sure that we have a daily renewal of our Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I mean these days, with all everything that goes on, I say, Lord, I need a fresh anointing for you, Lord. Lord, would you pour out your spirit in my life as I wake up in this morning? Because I wanted to be able to have you in my life. It gets tired. The journey gets not so easy. Sometimes you even struggle to pray. Because life is so hard. Some of you, you're running the businesses, you are in the cooperative, and your working colleagues are giving you hard times. And I'm telling you, the only way is to turn back to God and say, God, I cannot do this by myself. I need you. I want to say this, but someone said to me, one of the colleagues used to give me hard times at work. And then the only thing that I did, I just prayed for that person. And then the following day, that person was very nice. And he looks for me for that. That is not about that. That is a fresh anointing from that person again. It's not the same because you prayed for that person. Imagine if you had a flesh to blood and argue with that person, they was not going to win that battle. It was all about you coming and trusting God to change the situation. It's to overcome the new challenges. That's why we need fresh anointing. I like Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. It says, it's not by force, not by my strength, but my spirit, says the Lord of the heaven armies. We are in a battle, church. We're in a battle every day of our life. And if you are not, good for you. But we're in a battle. And the battle is for his to be won. And I wrote this. It's about me. I don't know about you. But I want to receive the fresh anointing every day of my life. How do I receive it? I like Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, it says, God bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Amen. A fresh anointing comes when we are deeply desire for more. We want more. We want more of him. By spending time in prayer and worship. We've had the past 2 weeks, the preach that was preached by David, and we had the worship, Unstoppable. I'm telling you, when I left that preach, I was not stoppable at all. Every wall that I was bumping to it, I was not even scared, because I came from PE. I saw those guys that they were doing. It's very incredible. Here we have cheese and poloni. Things are okay here. In PE, the guys are struggling. They're looking for a fresh anointing every day because things are tough. And when I heard the preach from David, Unstoppable, I wanted to say, I don't want it to be stoppable. I want to go for him again. We heard about the worship last week. I tune in into Marker. I wake up in the morning. I said, I want to worship you, Lord. I drive, sometimes dropping my kids at the school. We're pumping the music of the worship. And we're worshiping him. And I like the book of Acts. It says that, chapter 4, verse 31. After this prayer, the meeting place shook. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they preached the word of God with boldly. They preached the word of God with boldly. We're looking for the generation that will go out there and preach the word with godly, boldly. I'm praying that we can be the church that go out there and preach. I pray that we can be the church that pray. I pray that we can be the family that pray around. We had the Ward 8 meeting here for the community around, which was not a nice meeting because there was a lot of fight that was going on. But I'm saying to you, the only thing that stopped that meeting not to be violent, because we open in prayer. We ask for the fresh anointing. We ask the Holy Spirit to move on that meeting. I was very terrified with Andrew, what he's going to think. Who did I bring this inside the church here? But after that, we all clapped. The meeting ended up in peace. And people went out. But it's about really trusting God and opening up in prayer. And I want to end up with this. To be able to see the signs of the fresh anointing in your life is to have joy. Is to have joy and the spiritual strength. Fresh anointing, guys, it brings the inner joy and the strength for a daily life. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Help me, God, to say this. I'm tired of people that are very grumpy in this time. Yes, it's okay to be grumpy. But if we have Christ in us, there is joy within us. Who can be against us if Christ is for us? Sometimes we needed to be able to say, listen, even the mystery that I'm going to, whatever's happening, I needed to have the joy of the Lord. We open up in that worship song, let's have joy. It brings the inner in us that we know that nobody can be against us, but God is with us. I try all means, walking in the office, to bring the joy. If there is no joy in that office, I walk away. I don't know, maybe you can testify with Jeanine, guys. When she walks around in this house, she brings the joy of the Lord. I never had such a loudest colored like never before. But I see the joy of the Lord. Sorry. Ask for forgiveness. And I want to conclude with this. Let's be hunger for Jesus. Let's be hunger for his fresh anointing. Whatever we go through, whatever we touch in our life, I want to appeal. I want to cry for it. I say, Lord, I want a fresh anointing. Lord, would you pour out your spirit to me again? I need you. And I remember as the symbol when I was anointed with oil, there was that freshness that came to me. It was very scary. One of the leaders anointed me. It was Jonathan Leach, actually bringing it into the attention of the people. And then he says to me, this is just an oil. It smells good, but actually the work is out there. But he says, I'm actually anointing you for the good work of God, not for you. And I wanted to say to you, it's not for Andrew, it's not for Zolane. We are all anointed to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Let's go out there to say we wanted to be able to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And this is the prayer that I want to pray. Lord, I desire fresh anointing. Fill me with your spirit and empower me with the work in your purpose. Lord, I desire a fresh anointing. Fill me with your spirit again. Father, we're going to come to the table. Fill us again, Lord. Father, I pray for anyone that has been in the tragedy of anything happening in their lives. For the loss of their family members. Or for the things that they don't know what they're going to do right now. Those who are not well, we pray, Lord, that you pour out your spirit to them. Heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, there's an upper highway, Lord. Lord, we ask you to fill us. Fill us, Lord. Get calm, Algajis. Get calm, Algajis. Father, we want a fresh anointing right now. Father, as we're getting to the Easter, Lord, we pray for a fresh anointing. Pour out your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We ask your name to be glorified, Lord. Father, right now, as we get into the table, you know what we are dealing with. You know what we've been wrestling with in this week ahead. Father, I pray as everyone live in this place, as they go to their home, into their work, Father, I pray for a fresh anointing again. Those who are tired, I pray, Lord, that they will be fresh again. Because, Lord, you are doing the work. It's not us, it's you, Lord. Right now, Holy Spirit, would you move in this place? Thank you for what you've been doing. And we want to say, all the glory belongs to you, Jesus. All the praise belongs to you. Father, your spirit is welcome in this place. It's welcome. Thank you, Jesus.